Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Hi, welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This is Tom from the Sky Family. In the last lesson, we talked about putting aside the distractions of the world in order to be useful for the kingdom of God. When God calls, looking for workers, almost no one is ready to do the work. When God calls, His people are comatose in front of a screen and no one responds. God has called each one of us to be soldiers and workers, not spectators or couch potatoes. It is not going to go well for couch potato Christians when they stand before the Lord and He asks us to give an account for the hope that is in us. All around, people are perishing, and hardly anyone is willing to leave their comfort zone to do what God has called us to do. And this is exactly what the second half of Matthew 25 is about. The first half, the parable about the 10 virgins, is about staying awake and alert instead of falling asleep in worldliness. The second half is about what to do when we wake up. And this is the parable of the talents. I'm going to paraphrase the parable because it's fairly lengthy. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a wealthy man who, before going on a journey, gives money to his servants and tells them to invest it and work with it until he returns. To one, he gave a large amount of money. To another, he gave some money. And to a third, he gave a small amount of money. The one who received a lot of money immediately started working with it, and as a result, he doubled his master's money. The second did the same, and by working with it, he also doubled what he was given. The third, who received only a small amount, was lazy and too intimidated to go out and invest his master's money. So when his master returned, he found that the servant had done nothing with what he was given. To the first two, the master said, "Well done, good and faithful servants." But to the third, he said, "You wicked, lazy slave," and he cast him out. This speaks strongly to us today. It speaks of God entrusting each of us with a small measure of the kingdom of God. And it is now a matter of what we are going to do with this treasure. Are we going to bury it? Meaning, are we just going to let it lie dormant within us? Or are we going to take it out and begin to work with it? Let's say the master had given us a bag of seed instead of money, the seed of the kingdom. We can either let the seed rot, or we can eat the seed, or we can plant it. For those who plant the seed of the kingdom and work with it, God is very pleased. And to these, he will say, "Well done, good, faithful servant." Now, what I want to talk about is this. In this planting and working with the seed that God has given us, the seed of the kingdom, God has actually given us a great latitude to be creative. He gives us a wide open opportunity. He basically says, take this seed out and do something with it. Make it increase, work with it, use your creativity. In the parable, the master doesn't give any stipulations. He just gives them the money and says, here, do something with it and increase it. And we find that God does not make stipulations either. He allows us all a great measure of creativity. We all have different gifts. We have different circles of friends. So we can reach out in our own way. All we have to do is be diligent to plant the seed. If you're looking for a way to work with the seed of the kingdom in your life, and you don't know what to do, just ask the Lord for an idea. Just say, Lord, how would you like me to invest the seed of your kingdom? And God will do surprising things that are particularly suited to your own nature and temperament. To give you an idea of creativity, we know of a man who was good at showing horses and teaching horse tricks. He was also a Christian. And he began incorporating a gospel message into his performance, and then he started putting tracks into the materials that were purchased from him. And the result was that he was able to reach many, many people who we could never have a hope of reaching. Isn't that amazing? God will use whatever we give him, He'll even use Irish dance. We also know of a woman who used to hand out tracts on the street. And when she got into her 80s, she started to be intimidated by going out on the street. So did she give up? Did she say, oh, my time of usefulness is over? No way. She went to the department stores and she started putting tracts into the pockets of the clothes that hadn't been bought yet. Isn't that just a wonderful example of what we can do? Now, to validate what she was doing, our whole ministry began because I found a tract in a men's restroom. That's how I got saved, and that's how this whole ministry began. So yes, you can make a difference. You have no idea what God might do with your efforts for the kingdom. Would you like another inspiration? Take a look at my younger sister. She's a mom. She has 3 kids. She lives in the suburbs. She lives in Connecticut. Is she an average American? No way. She has the Spirit of God living in her. So she's done amazing things with the seed of the kingdom in her world. When she has birthday parties for the neighborhood kids, she celebrates her kids' spiritual birthdays. She celebrates the day that they were born again. And it gives her an opportunity to explain it to the kids and their parents. She makes up flyers that she hands out on Halloween when many kids and parents come to her door. And then she started writing a Christian column for the newspaper. This is a housewife with the Spirit of God in her. This can really inspire us that we can truly serve God whatever our situation is, whatever our station in life is. God can use us. And in this parable, we see that God really is expecting us to be used and to be useful for the kingdom. And God will greatly bless those who make the effort to go out to invest that seed. He will greatly bless those who are more concerned with those who have no life around them and are willing to go out. God wants to use you, whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation is, whatever your talents are, whatever your lack of talents are, it doesn't make any difference to the Lord. In fact, the less talent that you might have, the more opportunity to glorify God, that everything that takes place from your life is from Him. So this is very exciting, and I know that many people can't wait to get out there and get started in God's work. But we have 2 things that we must contend with as we go out to do the job. As we go to the same story, the same parable in the Gospel of Luke, it says that the city hated the master. The servants were asked to invest the master's money in a hostile environment. And so the Lord is showing us in this that it will be a hostile environment for us as well. So we are servants having to invest in an environment that is hostile to our master. And there is a resistance that we must overcome. There is an intimidation factor that we have to conquer. Before you share the gospel, there will be a strong intimidation. You'll feel like you can't do it. You'll feel like, no way, I'm not going to make any progress with this person. But if you proceed, you will find that most people are surprisingly receptive. This happens to me almost every time we have to share at our concerts. Almost everyone loves the show. They love the dance. They love the laughs. Then I have to step up and give a message that is decidedly unpopular, to which a number of people will take offense. I'm calling people to repentance. I'm calling people to a life separated unto God. And so I have to face the intimidation on stage exactly the same as you do on the street. I have to be ready to alienate half of the audience. And sometimes I do. Sometimes people do get up and walk out. And it's hard to take knowing that all I have to do to be liked and to have our band popular is to be quiet. And that's pretty easy to do, isn't it? But this resistance, this hostility is a given. He says in the parable that we are investing in a hostile environment. And that's why Jesus says, to him who overcomes, I will give the crown of life. We have to persevere, and that's why there will be such a reward. We have to overcome our flesh. That's why he says, well done, good, faithful slave, because it was difficult. It required real death to self. We served him in spite of it being by times very difficult. And that's why he puts these same servants in charge of cities. Their character has been proven by investing the gospel in the midst of an environment where there is hostility. The second factor we have to contend with is our flesh. Because remember, it says, you wicked, lazy slave, in verse 26, to the one who did not invest. So the difference between the one who made a large sum of money for the master and the one who made nothing is laziness. Now, I want to be very clear before we go any farther that the message here is investing the kingdom of God, investing the truth of the Lord that there might be eternal gain. The Lord is not by any means saying that it is commendable to store up riches on earth. This is dealt with very clearly in Psalm 49, as well as in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus tells us to store up our treasure in heaven, just to make sure there's no confusion. This is a spiritual investment. Now back to the parable. We can either stay at home, turn on the screen, relax, and eat snacks, or go out to the city at night and talk to undesirable people. Let's see, which one does the flesh want? It is so easy to not go out. It is so easy to not be faithful slaves. Our little world is built of comfort, and that comfort has to be left in order to accomplish the will of God. That's why he says, take the money away from the one who did not invest it and give it to the one who made the most money. The servant who received the most money proved he was the most active and industrious. The other was a lazy slave. So we have a serious problem here. We almost all fit into this lazy slave category. We're almost all anesthetized to spiritual reality by our cushy worldly entertainments. So if you really want to overcome, the best thing is to think about the people who are suffering. And that's really the secret weapon. Go out there once, and suddenly it's not nameless people anymore. It's Ben, it's Tiffany, it's Dylan. And we know a little bit about them, and we can pray for them because we know them. We've met them. But if we stay in our comfortable little world, we will neglect investing the seed. So we need to be challenged by these words to go out, be creative, overcome the resistance, overcome the flesh, invest in the kingdom. And then it will be said to us, well done, good and faithful servant. And this happens to be the very next thing that Jesus speaks of in this chapter. He gives us the parable of the sheep and the goats. To the sheep, he says, come, inherit the kingdom because you went out into the world and did acts of mercy. The goats were not evil. They just didn't do anything. What the sheep did was exactly what this investment is that Jesus is telling us of. It's going out. It's not being safe and secure. It's not being in our comfort zone. And those who do go out, those who overcome, will inherit the kingdom. Those who stay in their comfort zone will have it said to them, you wicked, lazy slave. How easy it is to fall into that comfort zone. We want to go out, and yet we still fall into it all the time. In the Western world, our comfort is killing us, and we are being entertained to death. You have a severe challenge if you want to escape the snare of being entertained to death. Keep going back to the gospel. No, it is not all right to zone out and spend your life in fleshly indulgence. We are soldiers of the cross. We must engage. We can't sit when we are the army of God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, please help us to become faithful servants, faithful to invest the kingdom of God and the seed of the kingdom that you have given us. Lord, all around us are those who are perishing for lack of knowledge, and we have the treasure of Christ within us. Help us to go out and to share that treasure, to share that kingdom, to share that seed and to plant it. Help us to overcome our flesh, Lord. We are such slaves to our worldly indulgence. We are chained to our comfort zone. Lord, please help us to go out and do the things that you require of us. Do the things that a soldier of the cross is required to do. Help us to go out, fight the battles, win the battles, and win people into the kingdom of God. Please forgive me for my reluctance and put in me a spirit of excitement and the fire of God to be obedient to your word. May it be said of me, well done, good, faithful servant. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
never fail. No evil will befall you. Don't think I'm near your net. The heaven's angels guard you. You're danger to prevent. Jehoshaphat went walking and he saw a fearful sight. The enemy had gathered and surrounded in the night. Well, he gathered up the singers, said to sing with all their might. They praised the Lord with gladness, put the enemy to flight. Rise up and